question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Well, we're back from that quick break. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Robert, Mary, now back with you for the next installment of our Chief Travel Leaders series. We appreciate you being here with us for our World Travel Get-Together. Before we spend the next 10 minutes discussing the 5-star rating system associated with the Forbes Travel Guide, we want to share that today's broadcast is made possible by LifeLock.com, that now includes Norton Security.
It's a situation no one wants to experience during tax season, but with various reported breaches over the last couple of years, your information may already have been exposed. And that could lead you to an unfortunate discovery, finding out that a cyber criminal stole your identity and filed for your tax return.
That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection has added the power of Norton Security for comprehensive protection against threats that you can't easily see or fix on your own. And if you ever have a problem, they have agents who will work to fix it. Join now. For the first year, you'll save 10% when you use our code of RM at LifeLock.com. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
How many of you look for the number of stars when considering a luxury hotel, restaurant, or spa? Back in 1958, Mobile Travel Guides, yes, that mobile, created the first 5-star rating system in the United States. Fast forward to about a decade ago, and ExxonMobil licensed the brand to 5-Star Ratings Corporation, who subsequently entered into an agreement with Forbes Media. And today we have the Forbes Travel Guide. Philip Boyan is their chief executive officer, having joined the company in 2018 after previously serving as CEO of small luxury hotels and elsewhere. Since Philip is holding on the show hotline, let's welcome him to the program.
Philip, it's nice to meet you today. Thanks for joining Mary and me for this exclusive chief travel leader interview.
Well, I'm very happy to join your show. Thank you.
Well, appreciate that very much. So, you know, I think most of us frequent travelers, whether we're traveling on vacation or for business, we enjoy indulging in that 5-star experience, which is what Forbes Travel Guide is all about helping us to understand. So, you know, I know you replaced Jerry last year as CEO. I'd like to know, what are some of the new concentrations or areas of growth that you're focused on?
Okay, so we're currently in 60 countries, and we are growing this year to 75 countries. So the additional territories that we will be covering is the Maldives, the Indian Ocean. We're also going to French Polynesia. We're off to India as well. And then we're expanding our footprint in Italy. So we'll make our way to the Amalfi Coast and also to Lake Como and Lake Garda. That's just a few of the destinations we are adding this year.
All right, so speaking of global, let's get into this global rating system. I think a 4- or 5-star experience maybe to Robert and me when we travel might be a little different than it could be for somebody else who's listening, who might be looking for something else in their travels for 4- and 5-star experience. But of course, there are common themes in luxury service, and we don't have time to go over all 900 points of criteria. That's unbelievable. But can you explain to us how the 5-star, 4-star, and recommended locations are computed and what they mean?
Okay, so first of all, you're quite right. Luxury has a different meaning to every single one of us. And people look at luxury in different ways. So we have 900 standards. 75% of those standards are with the emphasis on service. We feel and we know that the difference in a hotel is made in the service. And today, the luxury, the modern luxury traveler, is all about how does a hotel make them feel. To give you a little example, there is some other rating systems out there besides Forbes Travel Guides, and they are more of a checklist. So, for example, you come into a breakfast room, were you seated within 5 minutes? Tick. Were you served coffee within 3 minutes? Tick. We are not so interested how long it takes to serve this coffee. We are interested how this coffee was served. Was there eye contact? Was there anticipatory service? Was there a relationship being built by the waiter and the customer? And was the customer being made to feel excellent? That's what we are about. So to score a 5-star rating with Forbes, you have to achieve 90%. It is incredibly difficult, and it is so difficult, and currently we only have 210 5-star Forbes hotels around the world. We also have 534 4-stars, and we have 362 recommended. The score required to be 4-star is 80%, and the score required to be recommended is 70%. But again, the emphasis totally on service and how does the hotel make the guest feel. So we are going very deep into the emotional aspect of service, which makes it, of course, very hard for the hotels to obtain these high scores.
Well, and I think regardless of whatever somebody thinks of a 4 or 5 star experience, I mean, I think we all agree that service is important when we're out there traveling. So I like that. But one of the things I want to share with you, you know, that we respect about Forbes Travel Guide is that you're independent. You pay your own way. Members of your team, they visit every property that's rated. You know, as you and Mary just were talking about, this 900 areas, these standards that you have. But from your days at small luxury hotels of the world and before that with Orient Express, how important are these earnings for the properties that get to earn these stars? And I'd like to know, do you have any idea what it really can mean to their bottom line?
Well, absolutely. We have lots of hotels, and we have, of course, our studies, because what is very important as well, that we focus on the fact that being a Forbes 5-star, 4-star, or recommended has a return on investment. In America, of course, we are extremely strong, so I would say our American clients understand very well what Forbes does to them and for them, because you are quite right. A Forbes rating is absolutely not for sale. There is only one way to get it, and that's to earn it through our inspection process. We are working very hard to increase brand awareness this year. For the first time, I'm in the process of employing a VP public relations worldwide. So we're doing lots of efforts in Europe, the Middle East, and in Asia to raise our brand awareness and to drive business to our existing properties, because you are quite right, return on investment through the consumer is absolutely critical.
Okay, so Philip, as someone who loves spas when she travels and loves to eat in wonderful restaurants or markets, wherever, you're more than just ratings for luxury hotels. You do rate restaurants and spas as well. And I'd love to know, how challenging is that? It's particularly based on what you said earlier in the interview, that it's a lot of this is about feeling. So of course you're looking at wonderful food, but you're looking at all of those service pieces when it's presented.
Absolutely. We're looking at the total experience, and we look at it, of course, from a customer's point of view. And a spa, as you well know, is a very emotional experience. Mm-hmm. And it has to be, we have about 200 standards for spas alone. And we check everything from the arrival to the departure, including the amenities, the way we are treated, the way we are greeted, and obviously the treatment itself in great detail. And for restaurants, it's practically the same. We have currently 69 five-star spas around the world and 64 five-star restaurants around the world. And obviously we had Guy Savoy, for example. Guy Savoy was at the summit, and many, many of our top-class Meadowwood, for example, the general manager of the spa was here. We also have lots of partners, because wellness is a very, very important trend and will remain a very important focus for the industry for the years to come.
Right, absolutely.
So we think it is very important. And also on Monday we had a meeting with our standard advisory committee. So we have a committee of 30 people, including Four Seasons, Peninsula, Rosewood, all the top spa companies. And every year we are reviewing our standards just to make absolutely sure that we stay relevant and that we move with the new trends that are coming into
the some operation.
So, yes. Philip, in the short time that we have left, as the luxury travel market continues to grow and evolve, do you have any quick thoughts on the possible need for a 6-star level for ratings? And we have a little less than a minute left.
Okay, the 6-star rating for us doesn't exist, because if you reach the level of a 5-star Forbes, you are already a multiple gold medal winner at the Olympics.
Highest
so
standard.
That will be
all
hard.
Right.
Well, that's the quick answer
yes,
on that.
Yes, excellent.
All right, so then I'm going to just ask you right now. I mean, you know, we had somebody one time ask us, you know, I forget who it was right now, but wanted to become an inspector for your organization. But how many people do you have right now inspecting properties, and do you have difficulty finding them, or do you kind of turn away? You have so many coming at you.
We have to turn away a lot of potential inspectors. We have currently 52 full-time inspectors around the world. I get asked, as you can imagine, by hundreds of people.
I'm
we
sure
want
you
to
do.
Be an inspector. This sounds wonderful.
Well,
and then I tell them, and then within seconds I tell them we have 900 standards, that it takes on average for an inspector 12 hours of hard work during the 3 days that he stays at a hotel to fill out an inspection report.
Right.
And usually, by that time, they've lost interest.
They withdraw
well,
their
Philip,
application.
We're going to leave it there. Listen, unfortunately, we're out of time for today. We could go on and on here, but we're going to have to have you back at some point in the future and pick up this discussion. Thank you very much for your time today. Really
fantastic.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
So
right.
interesting.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, there goes Philip Mary. And folks, Forbes Travel Guide is the website. Check it out, ForbesTravelGuide.com. Go experience some of those locations they've identified. As we pause for this quick break, please be sure to connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at RM World Travel. There's a lot more of the program ahead today, and we're going to get right to it starting in 3 minutes.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.